श्रीराधिका माधवयन पान माधुर्य लीला गुण रूप नाम प्रति क्षण साधन ललोपास बंदे तुलसी चरणारविंदम।
हरे कृष्ण। अर्लियर इट वाज सेड रोमांच कंपाशु तरंग बाजो वंदे पुरोशी चरणारविंद। व्हेन द गुरु डांसेस एंड सिंग्स द होली नेम्स ऑफ कृष्णा फॉलोइंग इन द फुटस्टेप्स ऑफ लॉर्ड चैतन्य महाप्रभु एट द टाइम समटाइम्स ही हैज टीयर्स इन हिज आईज समटाइम्स हिज हेयर स्टैंड्स ऑन एंड ही फील्स ग्रेट एक्सटैटिक लव। Now, following in the footsteps of that statement, here it is explained in the fifth stanza, Shri Radhika Madhavayora Para Madhurya Leela Gunarupa Namna. Guru, by dint of his surrender to his Guru, and by dint of his purity, and by dint of his devotion, he always gets visions of the spiritual world. It is explained in the Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd canto, 15th chapter, The Kingdom of God. Shri Rupini Kvanayati Charana Aravindam Leelam Bujena Harisad Mani Mukta Dosha Samlakshate Svatika Kudya Gupeta Hemni Sammarjativa Yadanu Grahane Indya Yatna. In this verse it is said in Srimad Bhagavatam that Lakshmi, she wears a very beautiful dress. Beautiful Lakshmi wears a very beautiful dress with jewelry and ornaments, and with one hand she is rotating a lotus in her left hand, but in her right hand she is holding a broomstick, and she is sweeping the floor of Vaikuntha. Although there is no dust to be broomed at all, because Vaikuntha floor looks like a mirror, and she is brooming like this because in spiritual world everybody headed by Lakshmi all want to serve the Supreme God to gain his favor. Sometimes Lakshmi is sitting in a jhula and swinging. Even while swinging, she is singing the names of the Supreme Lord, fondly remembering him. In this way, Lakshmi is an expansion of Lord Narayana. Similarly, Srimati Radharani is an expansion of Krishna. These two personalities, Radha and Krishna, are one. Lakshmi and Narayana are one. Sita and Ram are one. Which means one absolute truth has divided into two. One is called as Bhagavan, another one is called as Sevaka Bhagavan. Savya Bhagavan, Sevaka Bhagavan. Which means the Supreme Personality of Godhead and Supreme Personality of Servitor Godhead. So, Radha and Krishna should be understood to be like sunlight and sun. They are inseparable and they are one Supreme Truth, but they are divided into two. And why they divide into two eternally? Because they perform beautiful leelas. In the true sense, our original mother and father are Radha and Krishna. But when we forget them and turn our back to them, then we are given our local mother and father in this life. But the global mother and father are Radha and Krishna in the spiritual world, or Lakshmi Narayan in Vaikuntha. So their pastimes are all very sweet, and they are beyond the contamination of the material world. It is not like ordinary man-woman relationship. It is a divya relationship. It's a divine relationship. Because the bodies of Radha and Krishna are made up of Satchitananda completely. It is made up of Vishuddha Sattva, beyond the three gunas. And the Guru has full realization of this truth. Due to which he clearly understands how the pastimes between Radha and Krishna are on a divine platform. The more he remembers them, the more he feels ecstatic trance. Like one day, Krishna came and batted the door of Radharani's house. Radharani asked, "Who is it who is tapping my door with one finger?" And Krishna said, "Madhav has come. Radhe, open the door." Radharani said, "Madhav? Madhav means springtime. Has springtime come to my door?" Krishna said, "No, no, no. I am the wielder of the disc who has come to your door. Open it." She asked, "The wielder of the disc or the potters? Are you a potter?" she asked. Then Krishna said, "No, no, I am not a potter. I am the crusher of serpents. Open the door." He said, he said. And Radhanani said, I have heard that the bird king Garuda, he crushes the serpents. Are you he? She asked. He said, no, I am not Garuda, I am master of Garuda, I am Lord Hari. Open the door, he said. So in this way, Lord Krishna and Srimati Radharani have humorous pastimes. And when Guru remembers this type of pastimes between Radha and Krishna and the gopis in the spiritual world, his mind and heart becomes absorbed in ecstatic love. And in this way, moment after moment, he is meditating on the spiritual sky, remembering the sweet pastimes and the arrangements made by the gopis of Vrindavan for the pleasure of Shri Radha and Krishna. In this way, the spiritual world in general, with its purity of seva bhav, with its purity of non-envy, with its purity of everybody considering themselves to be inferior to others and everybody else to be better than others, better than oneself. And in this way, the Guru's heart is filled with the qualities of the spiritual world, and more specifically, the divine, dalliance of Krishna with the topmost of the devotees, gopis. And remembering this in his heart, at every moment, he relishes the sweet mellows. In this way, although Guru is walking in the material world, he is posted on a spiritual platform by dint of his divine remembrance of the Radha Krishna pastimes. To such a Guru, I offer my obeisances at his lotus feet, because the spiritual world with all its fine, beautiful details is illustrated in the scriptures, which is far beyond our approach. But when one accepts the shelter of a Guru and enters service to him, exactly the way as he tells us to serve the Supreme Lord, by his grace, a time will come when Krishna's form, Krishna's qualities, Krishna's pastimes, and Krishna's kindness, Krishna's compassion, all this will become revealed in our heart. Hare Krishna.